Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is Leviticus chapter 16, verse 6 to 10 and 20 to 26. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 6 to 10 and 20 to 26. The title is The Azazel Goat and the Person Appointed in Advance. The Azazel Goat and the Persons Appointed in advance. I let you read in Leviticus chapter 16. Then Aaron shall offer a bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and for his household. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Then Aaron shall offer the goat on which the lot for the Lord fell and make it a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot for the scapegoat fell shall be present arrive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, to send it into the wilderness as the scapegoat. When he finished the offering for the holy place and the tent of a meeting and the altar, he shall offer the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel and all their transgression in regard to all their sins, and he shall lay them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stand in readiness. And the goat shall bear on itself all the iniquities to a solitary ram, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tent of a meeting and take off the linen garment which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall bathe his body with water in a holy place, and put on his clothes, and come forth and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the peoples. Then he shall offer up in smoke the fat of the sin offering on the altars, and the one who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body with water. Then afterward he shall come into the camp. This is the word of God. Today's message speaks of the Azazel goat within the regulation for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the 10th day of the 7th month in the Jewish calendars, one of the 7 major festivals of Israel observed by the entire nation once a year. While every festival is a whole meaning and importance, the Day of Atonement is the most significant day. This is because it is the only day when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies, the most sacred place within the tabernacle or temples. After Adam's sins, the Israelites as sinners need to make atonement for their sins to restore their relationship with God. Through Moses, the rite of atonement was established, and they offered burnt offering to God daily to atone for the sins they had committed. However, because the daily sacrifices were insufficient, a special day, the Day of Atonement, was consecrated for offerings or special sacrifice. The date is the 10th day of the 7th month, and this calculation is come from the Midrash. It makes the day when the God's anger was appeased, after Moses completed 3 periods of 40 days of fasting on Mount Sinai. You can find that the Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10. While the daily sacrifices were offered by the priest, on this day the high priest personally offered sacrifice to God in the Holy of Holies to atone for the sins of the priest and all the peoples. To prepare for this day of atonement, the Israelite and the high priest had to take special care. The high priest, who normally washed only his hands and feet, purified his entire body on the day of atonement. You can find that in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 4. According to Israelite regulation on that day alone, he washed his hands and feet 10 times and bathed his entire body 5 times. He also removed the regular high priestly garment and put on white holy linen loaf. This was because he had approached God with holiness, wearing no ornate decoration or clothing, only pure white linen. First, because the five animals were offered as sacrifice. The first, because the high priest who officiated the Day of Atonement had to be cleansed first. A young bull was offered as a sin offering for the high priest. And second, two male goats were offered as a sin offering for the people of Israel. And third, after completing the atonement ceremony, two rams were offered as a burnt offering to make atonement for both the high priest and the peoples. You can see that the Leviticus chapter 16, there is a very clearly and detailedly the mention about that. Two goats were selected for the people, lots were cast to choose them. I'd like to read Leviticus chapter 16, verse 8. And Aaron shall cast a lot for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for scapegoat. The goat for the Lord is slaughtered, and its blood is sprinkled 7 times on the east side of the mercy seat inside the most holy place, and so once on the mercy seat itself. Then, by applying the blood to 4 horns of the altar of incense within the sanctuary, the entire sanctuary was purified. This purification was not because the most holy place or the mercy seat itself had sin, but because the influence of the sins of the Israelite people extended even to the most holy place. By removing all traces of sin's influence, the sanctuary was made clean, enabling God's presence to dwell there. The goat was then offered as a burnt offering to the Lord. What we must not to overlook is that while the burnt offering on the Day of Atonement carries both the element of dedication and atonement, it's a day they emphasize atonement more than dedication, because it is the day of day that remove all the sins of the Israelite. You know that according to the Leviticus chapter 16, verse 34, the scripture said to make atonement for the sons of Israel for all their sins once every year. The second goat is offered for Azazel. Azazel is a Hebrew, is interpreted in the two main ways. The first one is as a compound word combining az, that meaning is a goat, and azar, that meaning is depart, to go away. And the second view is as a term derived from the azazel, that meaning to demon or evil spirit that has been driven out. However, the Azazel goat is not sent to the devil, rather is starkly to rebuild the image of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who bears our original sins, the personal sin, and all the sins of the world. This becomes clear when we observe the process of the offering this Azazel goat. This goat is led alive to the altars. The high priest laid both hands on his head, confessed the uncleanness and the sins of all the people to God, and transferred all the sins of Israel onto the goat. From this moment, the goat path of suffering begins. In Jesus' time, the people led the goat bearing all sins through the street of Jerusalem, past the mountain of Olives, all the way to the eastern Jordan River. It was then the cross over the Jordan and abandoned in the eastern wilderness. As this goat is passed through the street of the Jerusalem, is many people is gathered around, is heaping all the manner of curse upon the young goat. They spit on it and paid it with stones, plucked its hair, and beat it with the load until its entire body was covered in blood. And such at sunset, they dragged the exhausted goat out the city gate across the Jordan River and abandoned it in the desolate wilderness. Thus the goat is carries away all the sins of the people and vanishes far from their sight. We must understand why Jesus, who knew no sin, came to be baptized by John the Baptist, the one who was giving a baptism of repentance to sinners. When the Lord came before him to be baptized, John introduced him in this way. The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John the Baptist knew the Lord was a Savior. He confessed that he himself should rather be baptized by the Lord and refused to baptize him. Then the Lord said in the Matthew chapter 3:15, "Permit it at this time, for in this way is the fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. The baptism John the Baptist administered to the Lord was not a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, but rather mirrored the Day of Atonement ritual, where the high priest laid his hand on the scapegoat, transferring all the uncleanness and the sins of the Israelite people onto it. If the Lord's baptism was the beginning of his atoning work, then his death on the cross was the event that completed his atoning work. The Azazel goat is bearing all the sins of the Israelite and being led far away from Jerusalem into the wilderness to be killed first demonstrate. Let's look at the Psalm 103 verse 12. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, that he takes all our sins away from us forever. It shows that we can no longer be condemned as sinners. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 8, verse 1. The scripture said, "Declare that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Amen. It also prevents the Satan's from bringing accusation. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 8, verse 33-34. I let it read. "Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justice. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who one raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercede for us." Amen. Moreover, The scapegoat is a drive into the wilderness, a place devoid of human presence and inhabited only by wild beasts. That is, wanders aimless all night long until finally is torn apart and killed by a ferocious beast. This is the very image of Jesus Christ himself, who bore the sins of all people alone, was scourged, carried the heavy cross, walked the road from the outside Jerusalem to Golgotha. Let's look at the Hebrew chapter 13, verse 12 to 13. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Hence let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Truly, the goat of Asher is a sacrifice of offering that bears the unjustly laid sins and depart. You can find that in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21 to 22. I'd like to read one more time. Then Aaron shall lay both of his hand on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel and all their transgressions in regard to all their sins, and he shall lay them on the head of the goat and send them away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stand in the readiness, and the goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities. There is again they use iniquities to a solitary land. In today's is a passage, the sins the high priest atones for threefold. The first is iniquities. This is the Hebrew is an a term is encompassing both the act of sin and its consequence, also called weakness. The second is a transgression. Is the Hebrew is a pasa, referring to the wicked deeds deliberated the violation of the law. And the third is sin. The Hebrew is a hata, meaning all sins. And these three sins represent every dimension of sins committed by humanity. In particular, iniquity is used twice, signifying that the Lord bore and took upon himself all the sins of the world to grant forgiveness even for the punishment resulting from iniquity, right? So Jesus take care about that. Let's look at the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wound you were healed. Jesus himself went out for us into the desolate wilderness at sunset, into the barren wasteland where no one was, into the wilderness where terror surged. Many people were around the Lord, yet the Lord was forsaken by all. Jesus was forsaken by his brothers and by his relatives and by the peoples and by the religious leaders. He was literally forsaken, bearing the meaning of Azazel, the one set apart, the son, apart, the one abandoned. In the scripture, the Isaiah chapter 49:7 is already prophesied, and I like to read. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to the despised one, to the one abhorred by the nations. But the scapegoat did not go alone into the wilderness. Hallelujah. There were those who accompanied it from the city of Jerusalem to the wilderness, its final destination. I'd like to read is the Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21 to 22, especially the end of part. And he shall lay them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man. Here is a man coming. Hand of a man who stands in readiness. And verse 22, and the goat shall be on itself all their iniquities to a solitary man, and she shall release. He release the goat in the wilderness. Here is the man who stands in the readiness. The appointed man is a Hebrew is Ishiiti, meaning a man prepared for the appointed time. That is, it is not just anyone who can do this, but a servant of God appointed by God. Even now, if God called the people he has appointed in every ages to entrust them with his work. I hope you believe that today, too, he has chosen and appointed you and me, is calling us to this love for church. He is the one who bears the defilement of the Azazel goat to send away sin. That is, he becomes one who participates in the Lord's atonement and the suffering. He is not one who pursues the peace this world offers, nor one who avoids suffering, but one who, as the Lord's disciples, following the path the Lord worked, bearing his own sacrifice to send away sin. I let you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. This is very important scriptures. For you have been called for this purpose, since the Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. There are those who take up their own cross, following the Lord's cross and follow him. Only by sharing in the Lord's suffering can we also share in his glory. Hallelujah. Let's look at the Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Amen. We are, is precisely this chosen by God before the foundation of the worlds and made partakers of the suffering of Jesus Christ. Even though that the path is one the world despises and points fingers at, just as the Lord endured all the shame and the suffering for our sacrifications, as those entrusted with the Lord's redemptive message in the last days. We who testify to and proclaim the word must bear the Lord's shame and walk that path. Let's look at the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, 12 to 13. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate, hence let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Sending the goat into the wilderness, signifying the complete separation of sin from the peoples. This is the mission of proclaiming the gospel. Wherever the word goes, sin departs and eternal life comes. We have been called to love for church for this very purpose. For love for church, we must fill up in our bodies what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Let's look at the Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Scripture said, now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Amen. Beloved saints, God is still seeking the chosen ones in this age today. He seek those who sacrifice themselves to send the sin away, those who choose the Lord's path of suffering of the world's words comfort those who follow Christ's footsteps and go outside the camp. Within the church, bearing one another's burden must be among us. In the battle against Satan, the facing difficulties and enemies of sin, the weakness and the stumbling among saints, holding each other up and encouraging one another is the path of the spiritual others are good in the last days. So is the Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 talk to us. Bear one another burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. This path is the lonely and arduous sufferings unjustly, but at its end lies the glory of the cross and the victory of resurrections. Those who journey with the scapegoat to the very end witness and proclaim that all our sins are forgiven through the scapegoat death. They are the ones who reach the very foot of Christ's cross and hear the Lord's seven words. Today, we too must become those who witness and proclaim the Lord's eternal victories. Finally, those who send the sacrifice offering to Azazel must wash their cross and bathe their bodies. You can find that in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 20. The one who accompanied the Azazel goat must wash his cross and bathe his body. Those who fight against the sin, even unto death, must always keep themselves clean from the defilement of sins. For only by washing their cross can they enter the God's holy city. Let's look at the Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robe, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gate into the city. What can wash our filthy deed, our outer garment, our robes? It is only the pure blood of Jesus Christ. You can find at the Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And also, is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 said, is that the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. Amen. But truly, the final battle against the sin is the battle within me, against the outward man, against the carnal natures. The secret of victory lies in living a life where both body and mind are washed daily by the word and the precious blood of Christ, thereby restoring the lost through heart justice and righteousness. According to the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Yet the Jews, who prided themselves on being sinless, did not wash their own clothes, but only pointed out the filthy of others. Therefore, Jesus has to take off his clothes and wash them himself, for he alone could appear to us in his nakedness. According to the Micah chapter 1, verse 8, because of this I must lament and wail, I must go barefoot and naked, I must make a lament like the jackals and the mourning like the ostrich. We must wash our body. Purity is God's will. Amen. Now we must fully know and understand the Lord who became the scapegoat, the bearing all the sins of this world and taking them upon himself so that sin could never again rule over us humans. He considers this greater joy than his own suffering and the death, giving up everything he had. Therefore, with the fervent love for the Lord in our heart and gratitude for his grace, I pray that all of us, the First Church, may become those who joyfully complete the path of the scapegoat, filling up in our bodies what is lacking in Christ, the afflictions in this world, with our whole body, heart, and devotion. Amen. Let us pray together. We give thanks that you have revealed to us today the divine purpose hidden within the Azazel goat. We give infinite thanks and glory to God the Father, who has forever cast the sin away from us, removing the power of suffering and death in sin. Today, we have realized that the Lord is seeking one person to walk with him in the wilderness. Lord, make us all those who answer when you call. Make us all those who deny everything of ourselves and joyfully to follow in your footsteps, the seeking only you will. In the last days, make us spiritual Azazel goat who devour all the stings of death by our faith. May we all become those who pity those who still struggling in sin, mirroring the Lord's heart, and bear their burden in their peace. Therefore, many all the saint of the First Church is participate without a single one left behind in that the praise was the law of the Spirit, the law of life with the Father desire overcomes death and triumphs. Amen. We honestly pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for all these things that we ask and desire. Amen.